Episode 31. When your soul calls, how do you answer? Well, if you're joining me as this episode is posted on May 7th, 2024, you are joining me as I prepare to head for Ireland in less than a week. My third visit in this lifetime, anyway. Traveling alone, but not alone. I will be meeting five kindred souls. And together we will visit whatever parts of Ireland's sacred landscape we are called to visit. No planned itinerary other than to go where we feel called to go. For many, travel is to go somewhere to find peace or to experience a different culture or to go sightseeing or to feel closer to history. And for me, travel has become something else altogether. I have done the fun things. I've sunned myself in Hawaii and gone snorkeling in the Cayman Islands and mountain biking, scuba diving and hiking and camping and kayaking and camping. Picturesque and exquisite landscapes, breathtaking sunsets for unforgettable experiences. And yet, something was always missing. As the saying goes, wherever I went, there I was, still me, and still searching, still looking for something. Like there was something calling me, but I couldn't figure out where I should go in order to answer, to get there, to show myself to whatever it was that was calling. Like a dream sometimes, it was always in the next room or around the next corner, or over the next ridge, down the next road, at the end of the next adventure. And somewhere in my 40s, life became a series of empty experiences. It didn't matter how lovely my surroundings were, how pleasant it was to see family and friends, or how well or not that my life was going. The emptiness became difficult to live with. The call was still there, but it seemed to be coming from further and further away. It was so far away, I began to worry it would disappear forever. I mean, on the outside, life was pretty great. I was married to a nice man, living in a nice house, working at a nice job. We even had a place at the lake and lots of nice friends. But I was in counseling, trying to understand why I was seeing and hearing and feeling things that did not make sense. My nice husband could not cope with the things that I was interested in, things like reincarnation and messages from spirit and meditation and spiritual journeys. He implored me to drop what he called my weird ways. "People will talk," he said. "You don't want to be seen as a weirdo, do you?" Then there came a day when the call turned clarion, and by that I mean it was like bells ringing from a tower, loud and insistent. "It is now or never," they seemed to say. And I knew I would not be able to pretend to live this nice, but not real, life anymore. And with all due respect to that nice man and his nice life, this was the day I decided to turn toward this call and to lean into this call and to follow this call no matter what would happen. And following a difficult conversation, I left, feeling happier and more like myself than I had felt myself to be for a long, long time. And that was nearly 20 years ago. And I wish I could tell you everything got easy from that point on, but it didn't. I have followed my own unique path, fully embraced my weirdness, and learned to trust myself, to trust the call. But I cannot sugarcoat it for you. For me, following the call has meant letting go of everything we define as success for ourselves: home, marriage, career. Still, the truth is also that at every turning, I was looked after. I always found the right place to live, and I always had enough, and I was able to continue to travel to Australia, New Zealand, to Europe, across Canada, and across the United States. And over the last 20 years, travel, the idea of travel, of where I needed to go and why, has changed so that by the time I made my way to Ireland for the first time in 2018, travel had become an inner journey as much as it was an outer one. And now that I am getting to travel there for the third time, I know I am answering my soul's call. And yet, I have no expectations. I am traveling to Ireland to be with a group of women I consider to be my sisters, and together we will let the days unfold. What exactly is a soul call? Well, if you Google it, you will see that some say it is like a feeling of falling in love, or that something is missing, or a feeling of impending doom. If you're still here and listening to this podcast, you might already know what a soul call feels or sounds like. My soul call feels like pure joy when I am following it, and like pure sorrow and heartache when I am not. Now that sounds simple, but it has taken me an excruciatingly long time to work it out. Because sometimes sorrow and heartache masquerade as pure joy. And sometimes pure joy feels like sorrow and heartache. I cannot explain it any better than that. Some of you will understand what I mean by that right away, and others of you may take some time to get there. Regardless, I now know without doubt that the path I follow is one of pure joy, and I am truly answering my soul's call. I feel it every time I send out one of these podcasts, dear grandchildren, thinking of you out there living your lives and doing your best to find your way gives me such hope. And I will feel it when my feet are once again standing on the ground of my soul's home, which I also know without a doubt to be Ireland. Now, how do you answer your soul's call? By knowing that your soul is guiding you, dear grandchildren, trusting your soul and listening to what it is saying to you. If you have ever found yourself wondering why you're feeling there is something missing, it is because something is missing. It doesn't mean you have to leave your marriage or your home or your career, not necessarily. It does mean that something is calling you. Your soul is calling you. And I believe that if you take a moment every day to just listen in silence, you will hear what it is trying to tell you. I also believe that when you hear it, and when you follow it, the path you follow, your soul's path, will lead you to your life's purpose. And no matter how difficult it is to do so, following your life's purpose will bring you pure joy. And this is my wish for you, dear grandchildren, that you will learn how to hear your soul's call long before you're in your 40s, and that you will find a way to follow it no matter what, and in doing so that you will find your life's purpose and your own pure joy in this life. I am looking forward to telling you about Ireland in the next episode, which should find its way to you around the time of the next full moon, May 23rd. Thank you for listening. See you soon.